I'm Sarah Dalia, 90.7 WFAE News. Charlotte City Council's meeting Monday night over whether to include LGBT people in the city's non-discrimination law evoked strong comments from the public and council members. The proposal failed 6-5. Republican Kenny Smith was one of the six to vote against the measure.
I don't think tonight's vote is about solving a problem. I think it's about promoting a political agenda. And I think if it's passed, it'll be a clear message to the city that the city council has voted to impose the progressive left's view of morality on the majority of our citizens.
Another council member who voted against the measure was Lawana Mayfield. Her vote may surprise some because she's an openly gay member of the council. She voted no because the final proposal had stripped out a controversial requirement that would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. And she joins us now to discuss. Councilwoman Mayfield, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What did you see on the night of the vote on Monday?
I saw a lot of energy from both sides of the issue. More importantly, I saw a lot of diversity in the room as far as age, gender, gender expression, gender identity, ethnicity. We also had a number of people in the room that live outside of the city limits, so it wasn't necessarily all a snapshot of the city of Charlotte, but it was a snapshot of the diversity of our communities.
Why was this an all-or-nothing issue? Some council members, like Greg Phibbs, felt like this was something that was a little bit hurried.
Needed to have more community input, something that was not rushed or pushed through. One speaker said we need to give the time and wisdom this topic deserves, and I'm wondering if that was in fact the case.
So the question is, why not wait?
Here's the thing. It wasn't rushed. We love to say that we want Charlotte to be a place where you can live, work, and play. Well, if you're members of the lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual, transgender community, you might not be able to do that safely. So it was really a conversation of how do we expand protections for the least of these to make sure that we have some clear ways to keep them under that umbrella.
Would some protection have been better than absolutely none?
Not for me and Councilmember Autry.
Why?
Because the some protections I already have. To be perfectly honest, at the end of the day, I am not a transgender woman. I am not a transgender male. I am not looking to transition. The reality is I was given an opportunity along with my colleagues to do what's right for the greater community. And when I say greater community, these are our children, these are our neighbors, these are our parents, these are our employers and our employees. If we're not going to protect everyone, then what exactly are we doing?
So you knew ahead of time that if this was going to be dropped, you weren't going to compromise on this issue?
Definitely, because that would have been compromising on all of the friends, the neighbors, those in the community that do identify as transgender, whether male to female or female to male. That would be telling them, you're not worthy to be a part of this fight right now. So we'll take this that'll protect the lesbian, gay, and bisexual, but we'll come back later and we'll pick you up and try to bring you along. That didn't sit well for me or my colleague, so I wasn't going to be able to support that. I supported the original ordinance that was created that created full protections for everyone.
What do you think the future holds for this proposal?
We live to fight another day. There's still conversations going on. Here it is Wednesday and we're having the conversation. So for some people, they need more dialogue around it. I respect that. I understand that. For me, I still say if we're going to protect everyone, then we need to protect everyone. If we're not, what is going to be the litmus test to say you're not worthy for protection? Is it that you're too tall, you're too short, you're too fair-skinned, you're too dark-skinned? When do we, for me personally, as a Democrat, when do I say, well, on paper, we say we support and we encourage everyone to live happy, healthy lives except for you? So who is that you that's the exception? That doesn't work for me.
What does Monday's night outcome say about the city of Charlotte?
That we're still growing. At the end of the day, the city is growing. The city has a lot of diversity. I don't think Monday's night's decision was a reflection on the city as a whole, because, again, if you actually look at the more than 100 people that signed up, a good number of them from both sides of the issue did not live within the city limits. But they may visit or they may work in the city, so they have ties. Some don't even have ties to the city. But because they felt impassioned about this particular issue that came down, I wish they would show as much passion when it comes to making sure that their neighborhoods are safe, making sure that they show up at community meetings, making sure they pay attention to when schools are being built. If they show this much energy in all of the issues that we deal with as an elected body, I think that would be great, because the more people involved and engaged and educated, the better.
And are you those people, were those the people that were against or for?
They were from both sides.
Okay.
You had people that lived outside of the city limits. We had people from Concord and Matthews and a town that I had never heard of when I saw the list. I was like, where is this town? So you had people that came out. I would have been more encouraged if it was more Charlottesians that had signed up.
Councilwoman Mayfield, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.